You're doing great, Susanna. You evoked some interesting, you evoked a new formula. Very good. Much use to Carolyn. So carry on.
You'd mentioned before that in the cell, it's not about the nucleus. The nucleus is not as important as the ring.
Correct.
I don't know if there is any other cells in the body that don't have nucleuses, but the blood cells don't. And those are produced in the bone marrow. And interestingly enough, they take 7 days to mature or to be produced in the bone marrow. I'm wondering if that is significant in the if the transfer into whatever needs to be transferred into the rest of the body needs to go through those blood cells. And does it go through the blood cell because there's no nucleus?
Well, if you splice animals together, scientists show that young blood rejuvenates old tissues.
So the action is, so there is some action taking place within the blood cell and within the blood plasma that will then be taken out throughout the rest of the body through the circulatory system. But see, I don't know. I don't know why. The systemic, once you take RNA, then it's done. So I guess I don't, I'm confused as to why.
Well, we are too. There's not a process. You all are making the process. It's like, what are you going to do with the last vampire?
Are they dwindling in number?
They are.
Because of the new environment?
Do.
They're not able to survive in the new environment.
They're thirsty.
So the changed blood is not something that they can survive on. It's not food for them.
Plasma will be called something else soon.
Wow.
See, what happens when you start changing the liquid component of blood, which, well, the protein side is, of plasma is the albumin. But what it all is, the volume is only water and dissolved salts, electrolytes, and proteins. Well, when you change hydrogen, you're going to change water. You're going to change how that saltiness is applied. That was our point.
So the hydrogen is increasing in our environment and also inside our meat sack bodies.
Yes. It is, and your world is responding to that change corporally.
But the hydrogen doesn't act.
You never become an addict unless you take heroin.
Let me just ask one thing, Roxy, and this will be the last thing. So the hydrogen, does that react to the iron in the blood at all?
See, the difference in that is the serum does not contain white or red blood cells.
The serum, are you speaking of a serum? Serum is usually something made.
In blood, the serum is the component that's neither a blood cell.
And that is what reacts with hydrogen?
You'll see.
You said there are living in this planet reptilians and vampires and other entities. As the environment changes, are these entities living or are they going to be able to come from other parallel worlds?
Contained within this world and out of this world, and it's telling us it's out of this world.
Are the changes in the environment affecting them?
we wouldn't know how to tell, so we'd say no. Because if you can't tell, then if it's an environmental shift, then it doesn't shift environmentally. And how would you know?
Can they also engage ascension, or is only for humans?
Humans. We love how you say that. Humans.
Yeah, human. Can they take the drop?
They would.
Is it like anybody who wants to stay in this environment has to take the drops?
Or you won't want to stay.
Going back to the primary perception, do we really communicate with plants and other things in our environment? Is it because, for example, plants are non-physical that these communications take place? They know, for example, how we feel?
It's a total eclipse of the heart.
Total eclipse of the heart?
Yes.
Could you tell me what do you mean?
YouTube it.
Carolyn says that there's song lyrics.
So we tune to what we communicate. Can we communicate with the objects? Like some people can read objects.
You do. You do.
And where is this information imbued? For example, some people can take a ring and know everything about the person who owns that ring. How do they do that?
They know. The same way when you go somewhere and you look at that face and you go, this is where I am, and you know that's where you are, that's how you know, because you're there. Same way they know if from the past to perfect tense, what was into a system that was a system. They look and they see, so they're sighted. So that means that they can see. I see, said the blind man who reached his hammer and saw.
Is ascension the awareness of not needing any media, just knowing?
Media ecology is a waspish thing, isn't it?
That means it changes a lot, almost hypocritically, when it's just waspish.
Well, kind of blatantly, too, isn't it? You can't use it for an argument, because the time you win the argument, they've changed the song.
When is media finally going to end?
Total eclipse of the heart.
Does that have to do with this pericardium liquid that is becoming heavier?
Always in the dark, living in the power. I really need you tonight. Forever is going to start tonight. Forever is going to start
Yay.
Tonight. Once upon a time, I was falling in love, but now I'm only falling apart.
Were you singing because you know the song, Roxy?
Yes, I know that. Forever is going to start tonight.
Okay, well, shall we play it? I just sent it. Let's see.
Yum, now that's yummy.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around.
Why?
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little. eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
So, Roxy, is that a song you heard when you were young?
I just heard it, I think, yesterday.
Well, it came out in 32 years ago.
What,
why
that.
Is all
so,
everything so pitch dark?
It's just now.
It's only love
just
in
now.
The dark.
What, Ian?
So for her, it's fresh and new, even though for you it's 30-plus years old.
No, I've sort of heard it before, but I don't know it. And I'm just looking up whether Bonnie Tyler, they didn't really give credit, so it seemed to be Bonnie Tyler did it, yes, and back in the 80s. So it sounds like a song that Roxy would have sang when she was a teenager. Right, Roxy? After the Nuns disappointed
no,
you?
No, I was into Stockhausen. And
Stockhausen, yeah, Baybird, yeah, Zappa, yeah, avant-garde.
Yes.
But how did you? How come you knew the lyrics?
No, I don't know the lyrics, just that phrase.
Oh, okay. You knew it was from this song, though.
Yes.
Just it's in the environment. It was a big hit, I guess. Okay, so, Suzanne, you got any more questions?
Just one more. Does the tones, do they reset the hypothalamus, or does they do anything to the hypothalamus to
yes,
reset
they do. They do reset
the signaling
to our... Yes, they do. It changes the pineal gland and how it reads.
And does it change how then the signaling to our cells occurs and tells them how to reproduce differently?
Well, better, but not necessarily differently, but better.
If I want to make some music, would you advise that I use the fa sol la, like the harmonies they use, the type of... melody.
Yes, always, always.
Should I also think about panning in four places, like they sing in four areas, so that people could have this type of experience coming from all sides?
Yeah, to make a choke.
Sorry, a what?
A choke. With the Sacred Heart Basola, the square, when they set to sing.
The square of people or the square of a piece of paper?
They're singing in four directions, and you're in the center of that square.
And they call that a choke.
Yes. You know the reason that they call it that?
No.
That's what it is.
I wonder how you spell it. C-H-O-L-T? Definition of cholt. No, didn't come up. Got a special way you spell it, Ian?
No.
You have a normal way of spelling it? Is that the right spelling? C-H-O-L-T?
Pretty close.
Is there anything else I have to consider if I want to do that?
No.
Ion, does the amplitude of the tones and the frequencies achieved in our bodies, will that get to an amplitude where we will emit light?
No, you won't emit light. You are light.
What do you mean with the amplitude? The amplitude is only the volume. So
I'm talking about amplitude progression, the size of the wave.
Yeah. The amplitude is not the frequency. It's only the volume of the sound.
But Ion has spoken before about amplitude in terms of logarithms.
Yeah, what about that, though?
Yeah, what about that, though, we'll ask Vincenzo Galilei. He was into studying acoustics.
He was lacking acoustic space, wasn't he? That was the problem with Lyndon LaRouche, too.
And you say Galileo, what did he do, Roxy?
He sort of started the study of acoustics in a more scientific way. Was he trying to find out about fa sol la, how to ascend with sound?
Yes. Yes.
And did he found anything?
We'll call on the resting soul.
And was his son Galileo Galilei also looking into that when he was studying the planets, like the music of the spheres?
Yes.
Isn't the music of the spheres not outside in the planets, but more into the cell?
Empirically speaking.
I was thinking about what you were saying about the natural scale. Fa sol la is only natural scale. They don't really use many tonalities.
Correct.
Is there a reason for that?
It's the one that works.
Why would we then try to go into complexity when we compose?
We have no idea.
Try to do.
We have no idea. It didn't work out well for Liszt either, did it?
There's this talk. Many say the solfeggio frequencies, the wood frequencies were used until the Baroque time. Is that correct?
Sounds okay to us. Everything up to the Belter period.
And then all the musical explorations after that are not really serving us.
so far. I don't know, though. You might make up a new one that might be good. So just play with it.
Okay. But now I'm not into tonalities, but more into speech. Into the rhythms of words.
You mean like rocking to the rhythm of the rain?
Yes, like what about that though? Like that.
What about that though?
The rhythms created by organizing the words.
Hey, Ion, you mentioned to Carolyn last week that the tones, the tonalities, the fa sol las can only be produced by human voice. So an instrument can't produce those same tones?
Well, we can now. We have the cloud.
But before the cloud that you have, the instruments couldn't reproduce the tones? That can change cells?
It does.
Voice. When you say it does, you mean voice does? Or I don't know what you mean.
Well, then you got to clarify it till you do.
Okay, so I asked if only voices can produce the tones that changes cells. And you said it does. Did you mean voice changes cells?
It can.
You mentioned about a lap harp also.
Yes.
There's mentions of a lap harp in the Bible. And was it King David that also played or did psalms?
Yes, he did.
Were the tones being produced there to create change or to maintain ascension?
Interesting construct, to maintain ascension.
Well, is a tone a sustained frequency? A sound is something sustained, isn't it? Is this continued? Does it not? Or it's a wave?
It progresses.
It progresses. So with these tones, they have to be maintained.
Tones are. They don't have to be maintained.
So once a tone is toned, it is forever. So what was it that was king? Was a song as they were sung? Was it fa sol la like or the same?
Oh, it's in Bob Zimbach.
In the porch swing, lay Austin to the light rain, beating on the timber, baby, just me and you, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Slide on over, baby, hold me closer, moving to and fro, just swaying like a slow freight train, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Let the breeze. Just me and you, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Slide on over, baby, hold me closer, moving to and fro, just swaying like a slow freight train, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. talking with the rhythm of the rain. Big my baby, rocking with the rhythm of the rain.
That was excellent, Bob. Excellent.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you have any questions, Lynn?
I just wanted to ask Ian about fireflies. I love fireflies. Anyway, today I was going by this U-Haul truck, and it said on the side of it that fireflies, of course, emit light. And the researchers are studying the light that fireflies emit via a chemical energy. Can you tell me about that?
It's not
so,
a chemical.
Can we do the same thing? There,
well,
something about chemical. They use chemical energy in order to emit light.
Okay,
and they're
okay,
studying
okay,
it
okay,
now.
Okay. It's a lampredae. Lampredae. You pronounce it both ways. And what it is, it's an actual fluorescent, neon fluorescent lightning bugs. All that happens is once they light or reflect darkness, it gives them the emergence of a glowing neon or fluorescent light. And they go on and off because it captures the glimmer of the light or lack of light itself. Lightning bugs on a bright sunny day don't make any light because you don't see it. But in a
no,
DM,
but you see them at night.
Right, because it's the contrast that just produces the light is there all the time. You just can't see it.
Yeah. Well, that's the same as humans, right? The light's always
basically
there, we just can't.
Yeah, sometimes there's nobody home but the lights, and they're out.
I've said that very many times. Speaking of, I ended up coming upon a trauma going up Mackenzie River Road on Thursday. And there,
yes.
I could see in the distance a tree on fire, and I thought, oh, this is interesting. This isn't very good because we're burning in Oregon and Washington and California,
yes.
You know?
Yes, you're welcome.
Yes,
you're
burning
welcome.
Big
you're
time.
You're welcome. Okay,
yeah,
ready to go
well,
Godzilla. Godzilla's coming.
Well, what does that mean? What does Godzilla
Godzilla,
refer to?
The El Nino.
Oh, El Nino. Well, let me tell you this. I have a dog, a Shiba Inu, and we have a friend who has a Shiba Inu, and that other one came over today, and for 8 hours it has freaked out with the smoke. That's the only thing I can think that this dog has been going nuts all day. Could it be from the smoke?
Well, y'all the one that legalized marijuana. What do you expect?
Yeah, I guess so. That's true. Maybe he's getting, well, no, the smoke is really bad in the Willamette Valley today. In fact, if you look at
yes.
Portland, they're telling people not to even go out. It's really bad.
Well, it's
there
just about as bad in their house. It's about as bad in their house.
It's worse in the house?
Sometimes.
Well, that's what I thought. You know, I didn't stop. I went out and did a hike, and then I did a run this morning, so it didn't affect
it's
me. That I did see more green.
Well, as a matter of fact, see, you're a little different world than they're in, see. Those
immunocompromised,
they're half dead anyway. Mothers won't kill them. It'd serve everybody. It would certainly benefit the Medicare system, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I've never had experienced this before, but I feel shorter with people, like the little man stuff. I just feel like I could snap at people.
Mm-hmm. Bob
that
does,
isn't normally
Bob does
like
all
me.
The time. Bob does it all
yeah.
the time.
Okay.
He doesn't know what most people are talking about, so they can get away with it. But if he does, then he's over it really quickly.
Hmm. Well, going back to this fire, the guy that ran off the road, he was an 83-year gentleman who, I don't know how he felt it went off the road, but it was a pretty deep trench, and he hit the tree, and the engine started on fire. And when I got up to it, they were pulling the guy. One guy was pulling the guy out of the car, so I stopped and ran back because of my background in emergency medicine. And when there was a fire rescue vehicle that didn't have a lot of equipment, they're basically travel around looking for fires or whatever. And she had a defibrillator, and I was helping with the guy. But I knew the guy was transitioning. I could see it in his eyes when he was looking straight up and whatnot with all the other signs. I knew he had probably neck trauma and you name it. But when I was looking down at him, can the people actually feel that you're looking at them? Even though they're unresponsive and they've got dilation, you know, fixed and dilated pupils? Do they know that your presence?
They certainly do, and they knew you were present for sure.
Yeah, and I felt calm. And the woman that was working on him was so fucking nervous.
Did you decide to bring him back or not?
No, but there was a guy in the crowd that when people were starting to stop in the highway, you know, the one guy knew the guy and said that his wife had recently passed. Mm-hmm. I just knew that he was in a better space and most likely was wanting to transition to be with her. So I didn't. Mm-hmm. I just felt like I didn't have that role, but I felt calm, and all around me it seemed chaos. You know, and I kept looking back going,
hey, Carolyn, we got another Dr. Kevorkian with us. It's so wonderful.
And finally, at one point, I said, hey, if you don't need my services anymore, because I'm exiting, and, you know, nothing was said.
Yeah.
Just, I looked back and
stone,
I went, no.
Is he stone cold dead? Okay, I'm out of here. Let's go. Let's go to the beach. Our work's done here today.
And then later that evening, we found out he was pronounced dead when they took him to the hospital, which he probably was not on the scene.
DOA, darling. It's the only way to go.
And then going back to John, John had a conversation with you a couple weeks ago about his brother who died of ALS. And he asked, I think he asked in reference to you, did ALS choose him or did he choose ALS? And you said that ALS chose him. Is that with all disease? Because, like, even juvenile diabetes.
Yes.
Lack of ease.
You have to draw it to you. The ease finds you and you embrace it or not. So when it's falling, it's kind of like rain clouds. The rain falls on the just and the unjust, but which are which seems to be the problem. So do you choose the rain cloud that's going to rain on you? We say yes. So does the cloud chase you? We say yes, but it's the same distance. You see, both are the same distance.
And another thing about the fires, you said that if you didn't, I was referring to the fires that were in the three states, and or maybe it was Greenbaugh, something that I was listening to. You said, well, we didn't start the fire, someone else did. And I'm wondering.
But the world's been burning since the world's been turning.
I know the environment's changing and carbon and all that, but is there a group of human people that are, like, because I know there's no lightning strikes. There isn't any rain. There's no rain clouds. So it can't be lightning strikes. Is someone purposely starting all these fires for a reason?
It's a Billy Joel thing.
He did the song, We Didn't Start the Fire. Famous Billy Joel song.
Okay. And then
so you were looking at a dying man, Lynn, and he died. He was affected by the fires?
No, he hit a tree head on, and the impact was so great that he probably had a neck injury and a brain injury.
And you came along and helped him?
Yeah, right. Yeah, the guy.
And you're saying he was staring up, and you want to know what he said on the Stone Cold Dead tapes.
No,
when a person's dying, they are hovering over the body, and they can see everybody.
Right, and I do know. I've read that a lot. But I wondered. And then
was he hovering over his body when Lynn was there, Ion?
Yeah, there you go. That's what I want to ask.
Mm-hmm. Certainly were. He missed Gail very much.
Right, and Lynn should have brought him back. You should have applied your Lazarus stuff to him, Lynn.
Well, no.
Of course,
Gail had
you missed that course, didn't you? You missed that course, didn't you, Lynn?
No. Yeah, but Gail had passed on. She was already gone.
That's an illusion.
Well,
the guy was waiting for Gail. He'd get over there. Gail wouldn't even care about him anymore. You know, so you should have brought him back. Said, hey, buddy, you don't want to go.
Was Gail his wife?
Yeah.
No, his mistress.
I love it. So darn.
Why not?
I should have brought him back. It was interesting to observe how I felt. I mean, no chaos, no nervousness. Of course, I've never had that before, but it was a different feeling with the death. It was like, okay. It was peaceful. And it really was chaotic around me. It was like, and people really should have been moving away from the fire and the truck. And I'm like going, you know, this could blow. We might want to exit. And anyway, okay, that's it for my questions. Thank you.
It's in your inbox, Bob.
Yes, okay, so we'll just play this a little bit here.
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe.
All the newsy events, Lynn.
These fires are incredible out here. I mean, Washington's in a state of emergency.
Right.
Obama did that yesterday. I mean, it's literally, I've never seen it like this.
Are they near you?
No, they are. Today was the first day that Corvallis really got the smoke. It started about noon. So, yeah, there's one only like 15 miles away.
So it's going to come and burn you down, you think, eventually?
I don't know. It was interesting watching this dog for 8 hours today, and I even hiked with him, and he seemed calmer, but I've never experienced a dog and the feelings of what he was emitting. And I even thought maybe he was detecting some earth movement, like an earth, you know, sometimes dogs kind of have that behaviors when there's an earthquake coming.
You talking about the dying guy?
No, this is this dog that I took care of today. It was like literally a panic attack from the time that the smoke came in.
Oh, Carol says, Bert, is Bert here? Bert's not here.
Question about the market first.
No, Barbara. I was going to say, Barbara, I want you to ask a question that you don't think about. You tend to stay in the same meme, worry, 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 this, that. Come up with a different, ask about bacteria or something, Barbara. I'm demanding you to think differently in relation to ions.
That's hard. Well, I don't know. I mean, there's
hot?
So much going on with the stock market. I'm wondering why we...
There's nothing. I was talking to Ian earlier, and he was telling me about it. I said, it's just going back up, and he says, that's right. I said, it's all a bunch of nonsense, right, Ian? He says, exactly, Bob, so... You don't need to worry about it. Nothing's going to happen to it. Nothing.
So I should stay in all my mutual funds instead of...
Yeah. You might lose it, but it'll all come back to you. There's nothing to worry about there.
You do, and as long as it's mutually fun, we would.
Oh, there's 13 mutual funds. Okay, and then I got into the VIX. Should I stay in or get out?
You're making money on it crashing, and it's crashing, so you should be making money, shouldn't you?
No, I am on the VIX, but then I'm wondering if I should get out of the 13 mutual funds that are losing money.
So?
There you are worrying. Who gives a fuck? You're going to get poor. You're going to get nailed anyways, Barbara. You're going to get killed. So? Stop worrying about it.
So? S-O.
So?
I bought some. Should I buy more?
No, don't buy any more.
Don't buy any more. Well, they may not have any more for sale. I think I bought it all.
Oh, okay. Well, I have 200 shares. I could buy more. And I bought from Baba.
It ain't going to... Nothing's going to happen, Barbara.
Probably
you're going to lose your shirt. Nobody ever gets anything out of Wall Street unless you're JW. He's the only guy. He props it up, and he keeps making money himself, but nobody else does. Everybody gets screwed.
I don't want to lose my shirt.
You will. You worry.
Why?
About it, so you will. It's guaranteed because you're worrying about it.
Well...
Yeah, it's a law. Now, ask something that you would never ask about Barbara.
Yes, for example, I mean, for me it's amazing. We are finally here talking to non-physical, and people ask about things like that.
That's right.
It's like,
I asked a lot of those questions already before Oxy.
We have the completion.
We have the completion, and Barbara's worried about the stock market.
Here's the best part. We answer. That's the best part. We answer.
Can I ask about a funny, fun thing?
Go ahead.
It's about Burning Man this year, Ion. Has anyone read the stories that there is an infestation of bugs out in the middle of the desert where there's no water normally? It's so comical. There's all these people are about to descend on this huge area of the desert, like 65,000 people. And about a week ago, when they started setting up, all these bugs are there for the first time ever. And all people can say is it's pestilence. And it reminded
excellent
me of
question.
The fires.
No,
well,
it's a good
question,
Lynn.
Is,
so ask Ian about it. Ask Ian.
It's Allison. I know I sound like Lynn.
Oh, okay. Allison. Yeah. Go ahead, Allison.
Yeah. We're from the same area. Ian, I was just asking, is this a fun thing that you've done in the desert for everyone to enjoy?
Cicada occipitals.
That's insect talk.
Do you go to Burning Man? Do you enjoy that scene?
Are you asking me or Ion?
No, Ion.
We like it.
Cool.
So what is this insect? What is it, Ian? Did you do it? Is this a plague? You pissed off at Burning Man? Didn't pay their bills? What's the reason? The insects are there.
Well, it's Burning Man. Everything is burning up.
And so it's squaring itself. The mirror is showing up to itself. But, Ian, can you give another angle on it, Ian?
Well, we want to, but...
You want to, but people are listening, and they will rake you through the courts. They will drag you through the courts based on what you'll say.
No.
The question hasn't been asked yet.
No. It's...
Oh, I feel so sorry for you, Ion. It's just frustrating, isn't it? You want to answer, but you can't.
Does it have something to do with the rhythm? You were brought up the circadian rhythms.
So we should ask about this incident in a year or so, Ion. Ion will not talk about it when it's a hot topic. He's afraid of the authorities. He's afraid the authorities will kill Bob. I don't know, Barbara. We're still working on the Burning Man thesis here. Could you help us? Could you ask Ian in a new way about the Burning Man insects?
Where is Burning Man being held this year?
Nevada.
Oh, in the same place.
I thought it moved around.
What did you say, Ian? Did Ian name it right, Allison?
Nevada's Black Rock Desert.
You agree with that, Allison?
Yep. Yes.
That's it.
He's
you
correct.
Nailed it, eh?
They're correct. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're there.
Online, they're saying the great Burning Man plague of 2015. So they want to be on top of the new plague and devastation. So they probably created it.
They being
Ion. Are the bugs there to keep people away?
It's not working.
What's not working, Ion?
The bugs.
The bugs.
It's the middle of the
day. Is that because we changed we've changed the ice? This isn't affecting the ice hill changing.
Well, that's
right?
Easy, Bob.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to get nailed for responsibility. No, we had nothing to do with it. ISO can't do fun
at
all.
It's the middle of the damn desert, and that's kind of the point. It's like the fires in Oregon where it's wet as can be, and then where I live, same thing. Half the state's on fire, and this is the wettest state I've ever lived in. And then the bugs show up a week before Burning Man, and it's the driest place you've ever seen.
What
right.
kind
the
of bug is it?
The bugs wouldn't be able to live there, you would think, Allison, right?
Correct.
What kind of bugs are they?
Three different kinds, right, Ion?
Mm-hmm. We told you before.
There's a really cool-looking green... fluorescent green stink bug, and I know about those from Colorado. If you squish them, they emit an odor. They do not bite.
Narcissus. NYSIUS.
Oh, that's the other bug.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Can we go back, Allison? Let's hear you, Allison, appreciate me like Roxy does. Have I solved the answers of history? What do you think of that, Allison? Could you go as far as Roxy?
I will segue easily to that one, Bob. When Roxy was talking about how she was asking why and you gave her the answers, I was thinking about all the previous listeners and women and men and in-betweens who all lauded you with that. We were all going for years. We were like, before Roxy came on the horizon, we were all saying, we were asking why and you came and answered, Bob.
Yes, there was much consternation about that.
Now, truthfully, I mean, I do feel like when you appeared, you were the answer. And they, as Ion said, they've been trying to convince you, Bob.
What is it that Groucho Marx said? Any club that have me as a member, I won't be showing up.
You threaten all the time. Don't disappoint me, people.
I must remain detached from human interpretation of me. But Roxy's studying, but Allison, she's studying the Bob before Ion.
Yeah, I like that.
He was a lone voice
in
the wilderness.
Yes, that's a very good observation. She has a lot of good observations about you, pre and post.
Yes, she does. Yeah, now listen to this. So here it is. Bob had the answers. Nobody listened to him. Then Ion showed up. And then Bob thought he had the answers, and everybody believed him, but Ion has spent the last 5 years saying, don't listen to Bob. He's a virus. He's trying to undermine my victory as much as possible. Right, Ion? We understand your dilemma, Ian.
Bob will stay with you till you buy or die.
And I'm doing that with Ian. Just stay with Ian till you buy or die.
Or till someone offers him leopards for all that he owns.
Did you go to leopards, Allison, when you came to Maui? Was it around?
No, I didn't go. I don't think it was around. I haven't been there for quite a while.
Oh, okay.
We didn't end up coming this year. So I will next time for sure.
Okay, so Barbara, have you come up with a question that's not in your normal ken? An original question for Barbara, of Barbara, and by Barbara?
I wanted to ask about angels and Doreen Virtue.
Who's Doreen Virtue?
She teaches a lot of like angel reading classes. She's developed a whole slew of angel tarot cards or angel cards, like
okay.
Lots of different decks.
Well,
she puts on seminars, you know, in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
I think she lives in Hawaii now. But I want to know if she's really communicating with angels.
Let's try to predict. I predict that if she is, most likely not, but if she is, it's some perverted whack job situation that Ion does not respect, but he tolerates, because anybody can do it.
She communicates mostly with Michael David Robinson. Her third husband, for Pete's sake. The angels ought to tell her who to marry if she's all that.
You see, Barbara, you wasted her time again with these ridiculous things. Why don't you ask her what Ion says instead of these stupid idiots?
Well, I want to know what... Well, go ahead. I want to know what Ion says about Doreen Virtue and
are you
going to
cancel
whole...
your subscription now? Have you been studying?
Oh, Lord,
I don't have a subscription, a girlfriend.
And... for you. Hold the faith that you would like God's loving assistance, and it is done. In each situation, ask whether each thought, each word, and each deed creates a greater or a lesser awareness of love. Oh, you can engage in prayer during any moment of the day simply by holding in mind the intention to call home to heaven. I focus on the light within me, feeling it steadily warm inside me, my belly, my heart, my mind. Think for a moment what this world would look like when we all reign our natural intuitive awareness. Oh, yes, isn't it just wonderful?
That's exactly what I thought.
God,
that's what I thought, too.
Yes.
Now, a friend of mine's going, and she really wants me to go, and I don't want to go.
Well, you tell her, listen to Bob. You tell her to go back to see Taylor and fucking get to the original fucking angel, Bob.
All that dispute over the last several hours ago, just imagine what it comes to when you really get there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'd like to ask some questions about Earth. You
hey,
said
Barbara,
there's eight moons. I don't know who's laughing.
Farmer.
I think it's
like
Mark.
Stephen Farmer.
It's Mark.
Mark's laughing. Mark is digging
Barbara.
Like
Stephen Farmer. Like Stephen Farmer. Her second husband, he was pretty good.
Stephen Farmer?
I can't hear Ion over Mark.
Anybody know who Stephen Farmer? We must deal with what he said.
Hey,
who's Stephen Farmer? Google it quick, Al.
That was the second. That was the second. The second husband.
Mute Mark. Mute Mark.
Stephen Farmer. We must look that up. Let's see what Ion's saying. Hold it, guys. Hold it. No, Mark. I'm muting you, Mark. Hold it, Mark. We'll get to you. I appreciate your laughter, but what is Stephen Farmer?
Her second husband.
Earth magic.
Oh, you like the previous husband. That's pretty personal. You like what you're hearing, Allison?
Of course. Soul healer, shamanic practitioner, spiritual leader, power animals.
Anti-Bob Force.
Anti-Ion.
You need to get this woman off your island. She's going to see the man of come out and want to leave.
That's why it is.
Kind of
you hear that, Kel?
Come on, I want to pile you.
Yeah, she probably is a regular at that New Age bookstore that we upset.
That was very clever. Kaana Paliwana. Wait, however you said it, Ion, that was pretty good.
Okay, Barbara, you have another question, Barbara, of different...
Yeah, Ion, did you say there's eight moons for Earth, or eight suns, or both?
Eight at a time.
Eight moons at a time?
No more
than
eight moons at a time. Your tides can't take it yet.
Is the Earth more flat than it is spherical?
It's like a malleable sandbag. It moves in and out, to and fro.
Okay, and then that solar system that you said was here, is it still here? Or is it getting closer?
It's still here, and it's been here all along. You're just now able to see it. Now see, we said it. Now watch what happens. This magical thing in space is going to be found. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, Will Robinson. Lost in space. It's been there all along. They were two doors from home. They didn't know it. They rolled around the galaxies trying to figure out with what Mr. Smith was going to do to them next.
And you said there were humanoids on one of the planets?
Ancient Samaritan, Hebrewloids, no less.
And are they aware of us?
Some of them are, yes.
Can they travel to our planet?
Yes. Have you looked at the VIX? Somebody has to be participating in it, doesn't it?
Yes. What is the VIX? No, no. It goes in reverse of what the market does.
It's the volatility index. So people from this other world, they come here and they see how stupid fucked up this is. So they said, we know, we'll make a thing where you bet against what's working good. And then Apple is the biggest thing ever, then it falls to the worst thing ever. It's the best, it's the worst, it's the best, it's the worst, it's the up, it's the down, it's the over, it's the under. It's everything a rabbit can do to a stump. And they go, oh, this is so funny. We'll make up a VIX, a volatility index, and let people put money on the index that's going down. If enough people put money on it, it's going down, it has to go down because they have to lose their money. And as soon as it goes down to a certain amount, everybody made too much money on the VIX, so then it has to go back up, so then you lose your VIX money. That's what Bob was trying to tell you. It goes up and down, up and down. The only thing that's sure is Lappert ice cream.
Okay, well, I inherited that IRA, so I'm just wondering if I should just sell out of it and buy real estate or physical gold and silver or what? And not ice cream.
RNA drops.
Yeah, invest in RNA drops, Barbara.
I already do that.
Don't invest in it. You own them.
I already own them. I've owned them every month since they came out.
See, there you have it. And it's working for you.
Yeah, good. These ancient Sumerians, are we related to them, DNA-wise?
You are the people who are not.
We are. They are the original people who are not.
God's peculiar people who are not.
Is that the Israelis?
That's the Dottie Rambo song. No, Reba McGuire. Reba McGuire, Dottie Rambo's daughter. The people who were not.
I've heard you say that before, and I thought you said that it was a reference to Israelis or Israelites.
Oh, the Lord Stephen can't know. We don't come to saying Negroes either.
Okay.
Saying what?
Niggers.
Who are you talking about then?
Bob. Bob's people.
Bob. It's Bob's people.
The ancient Samaritan Hebrewloids. Hebrewloids. Actual people.
Isn't that us?
Well, it could be if you learn how to get along here and participate properly. Listening doesn't make you that. You got to ask questions. You got to get involved. That's the truth.
Guess what Reba McGuire's middle name is?
What, Hebrewloid?
Rambo. Reba Rambo McGuire.
That's Donnie's book, Rambo's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Karen wants to show me something. Just a minute, people. I'm walking over Karen's computer. She's going to show me something. Doreen Virtue began publishing psychology and self-help books on topics such as child custody and eating disorders before changing the locus of her work and writing to spiritual-oriented and new thought topics. She wrote a lot of books, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
She married and divorced for a fourth time to a man named Stephen Farmer. Fellow Hay House author. They were divorced in 2009 mm-hmm. when Ion showed
yep.
up. Ion caused that. Oh, man, look at her. Oh, boy.
She's a member of the clan.
Ku Klux Klan?
the New Age Klan.
The people who hate us, they will never respond to Ion's absurd, flap-dabbery, Jim Cackery. You see it on Ion and Bob. Do you see what Ed has put on the subtitle for the Ion and Bob site?
Mm-mm.
You don't know, Karen. It says, post-mortem, comma, coital exposure to gibber, glibber, glib-glab. What has happened to Ed? What has happened to Ed? He's gone nuts over there in Kauai. And we're so cool, we accept whatever our own PR says about us. Post-mortem coital exposure to gibber, glibber, glib-glab. I don't think Doreen Virtue is going to be very interested in that.
It's a quote from Ulysses.
Is that right? You're right. You may be right.
No.
Look, Ed's already put up a whole thing on Dave Eggers. He's on it, man. He's listening and posting on what we're talking about. He's faster than I on.
It's a great metaphor for you'll never understand it unless you engage.
That's right. I mean, Ion and Bob, I used to say divine comedy. Now we're reduced to post-mortem coital exposure to gibber, glibber, glib-glab. How's that for keeping the people away, keeping Doreen uninterested in us? Very good, Ed.
Well, this
keep,
works.
Keep them running.
Ed, we're going to give you a little insight. The next thing we're going to go into is from Ziglag to Zion.
Ziglag? Whoa. That sounds
Ziglag
nutritious.
To Zion.
Ziglag. Is that like Zimzum? Wait, how do you spell that?
It's in your inbox.
In my inbox? Okay, Bob comments on Ed's. Now, he posts these notes I make, so let's just see if he notices it. Bob comments on Ed's breakdown. Ed's information overload.
On Ed's dangling ganglia.
Yeah, dangling ganglia, yes. His own... Ed's dangling ganglia. That's at 6:56. So, back to in my inbox, what's in here? Oh, look at that. Sick leg to Zion. This sounds... Oh, no, it's Rebo a game. It's McGuire's. Them again? Okay, here we go.
Aren't you glad?
Aren't you glad?
We're getting out of sick lag.
We're getting out of sick lag.
First Samuel 30 tells a story about King David and his mighty men. They marched to the burning camp at Ziklag. Saw the Amalekites had stolen their goods and kin.
Sitting on a pile of ashes, they cried so hard they couldn't cry no more. Then David's men said, "Let's just stone." But somehow David encouraged himself in the Lord.
He got encouraged in the Lord.
David prayed, "Shall I pursue them? I shall I overtake my enemy?" God said, "Pursue and overtake them.
You'll recover your goods and all of your family."
The voice of God rang out through David. The men of valor chose to drop their swords. They followed each command God spoke through David. And by verse 18, they were singing a victory song.
They got their wives, they got their children.
Left them years before.
They even got all the
the bad guys.
Cause when God restores, he gives us abundantly more.
Yeah, when God restores, he gives us abundantly more.